Oh, there are a lot of cars out here. This one will be quite the sticky wicket. A real mess. Some might say a shit show. Okay. Alright. Just fucking... Come on, hoodie. Cross the street. Hoodie, backpack. Pullover cat, backpack. No hat. Messenger bag. Come on, dude. Oh, you're trying to... Okay. Some sweet cover you're providing for me there, sir. Nice work. Thank you. Oh, can't get into a car wreck. Not here, not now. You were just... That is okay. That's bold. You've run that red light with reckless abandon, and I support that. Game Informer Half-Life 3 interview. Who'd they talk to? It's former Valve. Alright, I'm going to try to leave a gap for you here, I guess. Working at Valve sounds hellish. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard a mix of things, I guess. But yeah, who did they get for that? It's just anonymous source, former Valve employee. I can't read an interview. I'm driving a car. Is it still a drought after all that rain? Yeah, usually. It's usually not something that a week of rain can fix. It's supposed to start again tonight, I guess. But I don't know. I am getting on an airplane in the morning. anonymous source that worked on episode 1 and 2 content. Okay. Yeah, that's... I really want to see that interview, because there's some stuff I heard years ago that I'm curious to see if they talk about in specifics. I think I'm going to be watching the thing tomorrow night from a conference room with some Nintendo folks. I'm not sure. I might just be watching it from a hotel. I hope they do the right thing on pricing for the Switch. I think that's... that's probably pretty key. I think they probably need to come in around $250 for that thing to make sense as, like, something you would have as a handheld replacement. Strength of the hardware and stuff like that. Like, you look at that, you look at comparable devices, it's like, $249. Maybe you do $249 for a base model and $299 for more storage. I feel like everyone is tempted to just do a $100 bump between storage pricing because that's what Apple gets away with. Is it more handheld than console? I mean, kinda, yeah, right? I mean, the TV part's a dock. It's literally a dock, so... think of it as an NVIDIA Shield from Nintendo. Similar power range, similar hardware, and you would like to think similar price. I feel like there are some shields that are like $199 or something, aren't there? I wonder if they'll sell a dock separately. I would think that they would. Maybe not right at launch, but eventually sell a separate dock for that exact situation. I mean, that whole thing is built around the idea of taking it with you and then plugging it back in when you get to where you're going. Like, that's the whole pitch of that video. So, if I can't put a dock in my summer home, then what are we talking about here? Anyway, I don't know. I feel like 250 is like a no-brainer. Like, definitely pick it up sort of situation. I feel like once you get higher than that as a base price, not discounting, like, you know, a more expensive higher storage unit or premium unit or whatever. I feel like once you go too much higher than that, you run into a situation where people start making comparisons to existing consoles. You know, remember, you can get an Xbox One for $279, and that thing is far more powerful than a Switch. You know, you're getting into, like, PlayStation territory and stuff. Like, this can't... I don't think this can... I don't think this thing should come in at a price point that's comparable to current consoles. I think that's a... That opens up a lot of weird comparisons that are not necessarily favorable to Nintendo. Switch to Switch would work. How do you transfer saves? You don't. You system transfer. All your stuff exists on one Switch at a time. How do you move games to friend Switches? You take the cartridge out of one and put it in the other. And if you buy games digitally, then you probably end up keeping them on your Switch. Okay, yes, your paragraph about Valve lines up with a lot of what I've heard about working at Valve. It sounds very strange. Like, not necessarily bad, but it sounds like a weird working environment. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I would love to believe that Nintendo would, like, figure out, like, oh, how are we going to do multiple users on one console and tying digital purchases to your Nintendo account that can then be temporarily logged in on a different device so you can access your games and saves there. I just don't see them getting that right. I hope no one is surprised by some anonymous source coming out and saying that no one is working on Half-Life 3. Like, that's... Like, of course. If people were working on it, they probably would have done it by now. I'd be more interested in hearing about when the last time someone was working on it was. And why they stopped. or potentially a larger piece. How many Half-Life 3s have there been? How far did each one of them get before getting killed? What one thing besides price would kill the console for you? Would kill the Switch? Library. I mean, like, that's, I don't know, like, I am approaching the Nintendo Switch as, like, hey, here's a good way for me to play Nintendo's games, and I no longer have to buy two platforms to do it. I can just buy one, and all of their teams, every single studio they've got, will work on games for this one device. It won't be that, like, some of them decided to make a handheld game, and so they had to make a bunch of compromises around the power of that platform. And some people made a Wii U game, and, well, they made some choices around this stuff that maybe aren't to your liking, because the Wii U's a weird thing. Like, if I can just get everything on one device and be done. That's all I've ever really wanted out of a new Nintendo platform. So when I first started hearing about what they were doing, it made perfect sense. It solves so many problems with the way the 3DS and Wii U have been. You know, you have people go, like Wii U owners going, like, where are all the games? Like, guess what? They're on 3DS, because people bought a 3DS. So Nintendo's games came there. Monster Hunter came there. Monster Hunter came to the Wii U as well, I guess, but you get my point. The teams that are making these handheld games that have been, like, great in a lot of cases, being able to have those teams then make them for a more powerful platform that can, you know, more realize a modern visual style. Or, you know, it's not to say, like, if only they had modern console graphics, they'd be better games. Like, it's more about, like, sometimes games on the 3DS look kind of shitty. So what if, like, it just became an art style thing? And, like, yeah, you still get some games that look simple, but that's because that's the style of game they wanted to make. That's the artistic choice they made, rather than, well, more people bought a 3DS, so we're going to do it here, and itch on my arm. Itchy arm. Oh. Yeah, I wonder if they do any kind of street pass stuff. I wonder if they do any kind of, like, GPS stuff. But I guess you couldn't really do that right without a constant server connection, right? I mean, I guess you could do GPS and location stuff without online connectivity, but... I liked some of the basic ideas around Nier on the Vita. Their whole, like, geolocation stuff. Like, there was a cool idea there that never... They never did anything with. I think it'd be neat for a handheld system to find a meaningful way to do that, and the success of Pokemon Go kind of, like, creates a case for that, I guess. But maybe they just save all that stuff for phones. That'd be kind of almost neat, you know, if it was like, oh, you've got a Switch app on your phone that is doing all of the street passing and spot passing and geolocation shit. I think it's built on Android. I don't believe it's Android. I think they're doing their own thing. But I don't know for sure, I guess. I think with Android's basic reputation as something that gets rooted and siloed and all this other stuff, and Nintendo being a company that is undoubtedly very skittish about security, that the idea of them even using a heavily modified Android OS seems very unlikely. This may have been settled already. I want to say that at some point a lot of the talk was very much like, no, they're very much building their own custom OS. But I guess I don't remember for sure. But, you know, even if you could harden Android against all that stuff, which you probably could, you spend enough time on it, right? Just the general reputation would probably make Nintendo skittish, and they would not be into it. I mean, think about where the Wii U and 3DS and I guess the NES Classic are now in terms of security stuff. Like, fuck. It's crazy. Any idea for controller prices? I don't know, 50 or 60 probably. That's like the going rate for that store stuff. I would imagine, well, I guess they've probably been showing it as a configuration that it's like the unit, the dock, and the Joy-Con grip, the thing you slide the controllers onto to make a makeshift controller for when you're docked. That'll probably be what's in the package. And then if you want the Pro controller, they'll sell that separately. Exciting. New hardware is the best. It's one of the best times. Like that. All the talk about it leading up to it, the leaks, the speculation, you know, getting a small piece of the picture and trying to like determine what it means in a larger sense. That is fun to analyze, I guess. You know, it's fun to do. It's fun to talk to developers. Hear about stuff. It's fun to read other people's stories as they corroborate leaks and put stuff together and like all that stuff. It's a good time. And now we're here. Like, presumably, I don't know what the. I mean, I assume this is going to be the case. It'll be a weird trip if it's not, but. I assume that by the end of this week, I will have played games on one of those things. And then we'll talk all about that stuff. If the Switch doesn't catch on, is Nintendo done with hardware? Maybe. I don't know. Who can say? that's a question for their financials. I don't know what their cash situation is. I don't know what their R&D costs on the Switch are, and how much R&D they would have to blow to develop something new, and especially if there's no guarantee that something new would catch on either. And I wonder if Nintendo will ever kind of change its corporate culture or anything like that. Like, that's, you know, Japan is not the market for consoles, and it doesn't necessarily seem like it's necessarily a great market for handhelds these days either. So the Switch seems like the best shot they've got at making something that could have worldwide appeal. Because people in Japan are more likely to want a handheld. I think people in the US are much more split on that and may even favor consoles at this point. I know I favor a console, but you know, if you look at the 3DS numbers versus the Wii U numbers, I mean, that tells a very different story. But you know, but you look at what the PlayStation 4 sells here and the console market and stuff like that, you know, as it is today. And obviously that's all still very much in flux. But if you look at when they were making these decisions a little while ago, a couple years ago, I think that they're making the right device for them for right now. And it might not have a gimmick that ties into gameplay the way a Wii does or the way a Wii U does. We'll see. But I think they're making the right move, and so that's actually one of the things I'm most excited about, is to hear them talk about it, is to hear them pitch it in a more direct way than they have until now, and to say, like, okay, well, what do you, I mean, yeah, yes, I can pick it up and take it with me, but, like, seriously, let's get the specifics about just how functional it is in when it's docked compared to undocked. Like, let's get a look at that stuff. Does it have a touchscreen? For sure. Like, what do you do when it's docked if you want to use the touchscreen? Like, you can't, right? Like, again, like, those, like, the usage scenarios. Like, how, what are the different ways I could use a Nintendo Switch? And how will that inform game development that happens on it? And also, like, this could very well be, like, they could be setting the stage for an extremely strong launch, or an extremely strong launch window of games. Like, there are studios at Nintendo that have not put a game out for a while, and don't have announced next projects. Like, presumably, all of their studios have been working on Switch games for a while. And, you know, you probably don't blow that all at launch, but if you're all in on one platform and you're not saving something for a handheld 2 years later, and you're winding down 3DS development and Wii U development is pretty much done if it's not already all the way done. Like, it really, like, they could come out, like, whatever the Nintendo equivalent of guns fucking blazing is, this could be it. And it's not to say that, like, oh, the third-party support's going to be a huge, like, you know, like, no, like, come on, we're past that. Like, that, if you're still clinging to some kind of weird hope that, like, ah, yeah, Mass Effect Andromeda, you know, like, you're, like, going to play the new Batman on it, like, it's just not going to happen that way. Or if it, you know, I bet the third-party support from traditional publishers ends up looking a lot like the Wii U.
They're there at launch because they think there's money to be made. They wait and see how it goes. And then they're like, all right, cool. Well, our types of games sell on these other consoles, so we're just going to keep... We're just staying over there. And you get indies and stuff like that kind of doing their thing. I think that'll be a more codified and more integral part of the Switch this time around. It sounds like they've been a little more on the ball with indie stuff over the past year or so. Or at least more interested. I don't know how it's gone. Like, we'll see how it goes. But my understanding is that they've been out there a little more than they normally are. For that stuff. For that level of stuff. It just went from zero to motherfucking raining over the course of about a tenth of a mile. I came off the Golden Gate Bridge and it was like, oh, by the way, over here it's fucked. So in a weird way, like, if you think about it as a handheld, and if they get this indie thing, if they make a real play and pursue more indie games, or indie developers want to support the Switch, vice versa, it's not all about exclusives or pursuit or whatever. If they just have a good program by which independent developers can publish games on their platform, which that happened a lot on the Wii U as well. In a lot of ways, the Switch is what the Vita should have been. In a really sick way. But with a first party, like, with like fully dedicated first party output from the best first party outfit in the fucking business. And that builds the case. Like, the Vita never had the first-party support that made you give a fuck about it. You're like, oh, it's an Uncharted game from not the Uncharted developers that is not as good. Great. Awesome. A rich tradition of B-tier games from A-tier franchises. Thanks, Sony. You know, this isn't that. This is Nintendo saying, hey, this is our thing. It's our whole thing. It's every part of our thing. And we have to support this thing the most. So you've got, you know, like I said, tremendous first party support. And that's not to say that I love every Nintendo game. I mean, far from it. But inarguable that is a prolific set of studios that has been responsible for some of the greatest games ever made in video games. Like, fucking bar none. Like that is nothing to fucking sneeze at. That is serious fucking business. And then you back that up with, like, you know, like, think about what type of developer support the Vita got and what types of games appeared on that platform. But, you know, like, if you supplement it with that as seasoning and whatever other kind of more major third-party support you get, that's a totally viable platform. That's a platform I would like to own. Especially because I can dock it to a TV. If it's a handheld-only thing, then I'm less likely to get the most out of it because I don't want to play games hunched over in a chair staring at a handheld. I don't want to play games in bed all the time. Though I have been bringing a 3DS around with me lately because I've been playing so much fucking Picross. Um, you know, like, that solves the problem for people like me. It's like, oh, you've got all this stuff, and like, oh, well, that's great, cool. Oh, also, you can play it on a TV like a goddamn grown-up. Fucking perfect. Like, I'm in. Like, that's... That seems like a winning strategy. Not necessarily a lead platform all over the world strategy. Not necessarily replacing any of the existing platforms that are on the market from other game makers. But... that's a place for you to play Nintendo's games. And it seems like it could very well be a damn good place to play Nintendo's games. And that's cool. That's all I really want. And it should be reasonably priced. Because they're not in the power game. They're not in the resolution game. They're not in the fill rate game. You know, it's just like, make that shit look good. Nintendo has a style. Mario is supposed to look a certain way. You only need so much juice to get his nose as round as it needs to be. So I don't see a lot of ways that they could, like, actually fuck this up, to be honest, with what they've shown of the console already. They could price it incorrectly, the launch could have, you know, well, whatever, they could not have enough units and have the classic supply problem that they always seem to have. They could, you know, have a bunch of games not make launch. They could have a very weak software launch, you know. They could spread all their stuff out throughout the year and, you know, maybe have some stuff not hit the way it needs to hit. Or, you know, there's always things that can go wrong. But in terms of the pitch of that device, what its capabilities are, oh, I guess battery life. That's another thing that I think for some segment of the audience could be a very... Like a real deal breaker. If the battery life is terrible, undocked. Or if the experience is, like, extremely compromised, undocked. You know, if the clock rate stuff or, you know, whatever the performance differences between... plugged in, not plugged in, if those are such that the undocked experience is, like, remarkably lessened, like noticeably worse, then that's a problem. You know, if it's a handheld in name only, if you're just like, yeah, I mean, you can take it with you, but fucking don't. That's probably a problem. But even in that case, it'll probably outperform a 3DS by a pretty wide clip, right? So, on some level, they are almost certainly making something more powerful than their last thing. I don't know. It's a fascinating thing. It's just... like, watching them go through what they've been going through with the Wii U and watching the 3DS be, like, better, but not exactly, like, killer. And having it kind of fall off in this weird way, like, you know, like, or I guess, I don't know, like Pokemon Sun and Moon, like, came out and did really well, but... not much left. They'll localize some stuff. Isn't there a Yo-Kai Watch 3? you know, they'll still bring some stuff over. You still have some other developers that are probably doing some work here and there, but I feel like the 3DS has been unceremonious in a lot of ways. It's something that feels like it's, like, nearing the end of its life. It just feels strange. The 3DS has been it's felt like a weird device. Like, they put out the new 3DS. How many games actually supported any of the features of the new 3DS? The right stick. Metroid. That cover shooter or whatever it was that was a download, an eShop game, I think, when they first announced the new 3DS. Codename Steam use that stuff? Xenoblade. Yeah, alright. But, you know, I guess, like, you would probably say the same thing about the DSi, right? Like, the number of games that only ran on a DSi is extremely low. But it was still a more comfortable platform. Just not necessarily, you know, like people that ditched their existing 3DS XL and went out and bought a new 3DS XL... Like, that doesn't seem like a great move, I guess. Yeah, the DSi. There's like a handful of games that only work on a DSi. Are they white cartridges? I know the prototype, like the flash carts that developers used, the DSi ones were usually white. But I don't know if that... I know that because I was holding one last week. But I don't know if that ended up translating over to physical DSi-only games. Do those exist? Or was it only eShop stuff? Is there a camera on the Switch? wonder if there are any, like, surprise announcements left. You know, if they just roll out and be like, oh, by the way, there's a new Punch-Out, and you can hold the Joy-Con controllers, one in each hand, and fucking throw punches. Samba de Amigo Switch, fuck yeah. I'm in. The Gearbox to do it. They did that. That Wii version, didn't they? Not crazy, right? That happened. Samba de Amigo came to the Wii and Gearbox did it. That wasn't a fucking fever dream I had, right? That happened? Yes, it did. Okay, fuck, thank you. I was like, shit, wait. I didn't make that up, did I? That definitely, that actually happened, right? Imagine a WarioWare Switch game in which you had to very quickly dock and undock the device. Depending on the game. Made a WarioWare game in which two players played and one player played as Wario, like fucking up the games as they were being delivered, like a DM type role, like, okay, I'm gonna like maybe like something like that Bowser mode in that last Mario Party or something, where it's like, okay, I'm gonna be the player that determines what game is next and what speed it's going to be, and like, I'm going to turn on these fucking weird mutations for it to make it harder for you to finish, and I'm trying to fuck you up and make you lose. Unfortunately, that's the sort of stuff that probably is best suited for Wii U, unless there is a scenario that allows the player on the TV to see something different from the player on the Switch itself, which I don't, again, like that's, in some ways, those sorts of questions are the most interesting ones for me. like the games they'll bring back, the games they'll announce, the games they'll put out this year or something. Like that's all fine and good. I'm very fascinated by that stuff. I very much want to play those games and see if they're good. But when we're in this kind of new hardware mode, like all like the potential of the hardware is way more interesting to me than even just like whoa, you're slowing way down. Like, they're putting out a new 3D Mario game. Cool. I am interested in playing that. I don't... But, like, in some ways, it's kind of a known quantity or something. You look at it and go, okay, yeah. No, okay, yeah, they should make one of those. Cool. All right. But the nitty-gritty of the system, that's the stuff that I want to know more about. Will they make alternate controllers that you bolt to the sides of those things for different types of games? Like, oh, we really want to make Arkanoid for the Switch, so here's a new left controller that is a paddle. You know? If I didn't want to buy a fight stick, could I buy a replacement right side controller that just had like 6 buttons on it? Can I bolt a crossbow to it for some proper crossbow training? What's the system level feature set? Friends list. So they make some kind of allowance for system level achievements. A generation and a half too late. Use the same name on multiple devices. Will I ever be able to change my account name? Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah. Do they charge for multiplayer? That's actually a very good question. Wow. Huh. That's... Hmm. There was an electronic sign that I just drove past that just said, road may flood. That's it. Ninja Theory's new game. Do they streamline the process for buying video games on their devices? Do they continue using the name eShop? They release a sequel to Nintendo Land. God, remember Nintendo Land? I wonder if existing Wii and Wii U Pro controllers will sync to that thing. I wonder if there'd be any way to use existing controllers. Depends if they're using the same standard for They're controllers, I guess. Just basic ass Bluetooth, right? I wonder if the controllers transmit data directly to the switch when connected, or if it's always wireless and you just get power when they're slid onto the sides of that thing.
Kardashian came back to social media and nobody cared because everybody was wondering about what Soulja Boy.
Oh, wow. But, you know, that's funny that you said that because I literally just saw yesterday that she got back on Instagram, but this was last week.
Right.
Wow. That's okay, Soulja Boy is a superstar.
Boy has been dominating the media that much.
Well, they say she left after she got robbed.
So-called assault robbery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was shucking up. Mm-hmm. Shit is real out here, son.
It's real everywhere.
Can't be
not
here.
Just in the hood.
Can't
shout out to my boss bitches that ain't wifing niggas no more. What up, Nikki? What up, Nikki? What up, Nikki?
Shout out to my boss bitches that.
Hey, shouts to me, Bill, man. You know, relationships, you take the good with the bad with the good.
But he so far cheated, so I don't feel bad.
No, we don't know. We don't do that here. We don't know who cheated and who didn't.
I don't think it was Nikki, though. I got mixed feelings because Nikki was kind of strong.
He was, but I've learned that guys can be strong and still kind of, you know, not want to eat McDonald's every day and scream.
Hey, everybody, this is Pretty Tone Radio. That's what I'm not talking
about. Nikki could have been the one.
She could have.
Shouts to Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill. She said, they're saying that they split, but who knows what happened. Sometimes people split. Shouts to T.I. and Tiny.
Yeah.
You know
shouts out to them, man. They had it down for so long.
I want them to make
this
it.
Was,
I want
this
them to make
was so
it.
Long.
Disappointing than anything to me.
I kind of had a feeling when that whole Drake Meek Mill thing was going on that there was no way that marriage was going to go through. All right. So I'm going to wake up extremely early tomorrow and go to the airport. I'll probably stream it. I'm not sure yet. I got to pack and do some other stuff. I might just be too tired to even do it, but perhaps you will hear from me in the morning. Otherwise, I will see you on the other side. Have a good night, everybody.